This is Akashvani, the news read by Khingbia Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Kyiv today on the second and final leg of his two-nation tour in Poland and Ukraine. Mr. Modi is visiting Ukraine at the invitation of President Volodymyr Zelensky. In his departure statement ahead of his visit to Poland and Ukraine, Mr. Modi said that he looks forward to the opportunity to build upon earlier conversations with President Zelensky on strengthening bilateral cooperation and share perspectives on a peaceful resolution of the ongoing Ukraine conflict. He said, "As a friend and partner, we hope for an early return of peace and stability in the region." United Nations Secretary General hopes that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Ukraine will contribute to ending the war, his spokesperson Stefan Dujarric said. Asked for a reaction to Prime Minister Modi's visit to Ukraine amid the war, Dujarric said, "We have seen a lot of heads of state and government travel to the region, and we hope that all of these visits will bring us closer to an end of the conflict in line with the General Assembly resolutions, international law, and the territorial integrity." The UN General Assembly has demanded an end to the Russian military operation in at least three resolutions and in another to stop attacks on Ukraine's infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met the President of the Kabaddi Federation of Poland, Michal Spiczko, and another board member of the Federation, Anna Kalbarczyk, in Warsaw yesterday. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi discussed on how to further popularize Kabaddi in Poland, including ensuring more tournaments between Indian and Polish players. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Kabaddi is actively followed in Poland. Notably, Kabaddi Federation of Poland's board member, Anna Kalbarczyk, has also played in India's Pro Kabaddi League for two seasons in 2015 and 2016. He played for Bengaluru Bulls. Moreover, he also took part in Kabaddi World Cup 2016 in Ahmedabad as part of Poland's national team. The first National Space Day is being celebrated across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the main function, which will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The theme for this year's celebration is Touching Lives While Touching the Moon, India's Space Saga, which emphasizes the profound impact of space exploration on society and technology. On the occasion of National Space Day, the President will honor the winners of Robotics Challenge and Bharatiya Antariksh Hackathon. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar in Gujarat today. During his day-long visit, the Vice President will address the students and faculty members at the National Forensic Sciences University in Gandhinagar. Later, Mr. Dhankar will also attend the Dharma Dhamma International Conference at Gujarat University in Ahmedabad. Gujarat Governor Acharya Devrat and Chief Minister Upendra Patel will also be present on the occasion. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh arrived in Washington yesterday evening on a four-day visit to the United States at the invitation of the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. During the visit, Mr. Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his U.S. counterpart and also meet the U.S. National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan. The defense minister will also chair a high-level roundtable meeting with the U.S. defense industry on the ongoing and future defense collaborations. India and the United States have hailed progress on bilateral defense initiatives following the fifth annual India-US 2+2 ministerial dialogue in November 2023. Union Minister of Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu has launched the guidelines for seaplane operation under RCS Uran. The guidelines prioritize the safety and security of seaplane operations and clearly outline the responsibilities of each stakeholder, from the operators to the regulatory bodies. The guidelines ensure seamless and efficient rollout of seaplane operations across the nation. Speaking on the occasion in New Delhi, Mr. Naidu said that the guidelines aim to connect remote areas of the country and make travel more accessible for all. Paris Olympics silver medalist Neeraj Chopra finished second in the men's javelin throw event at the Lausanne Diamond League 2024 competition in Switzerland last night. The star Indian athlete produced his season's best throw of 89.49 meter to finish second behind Grenadian ace Peters Anderson, who reached 90.61 meter in his final attempt. And that is the end of this news bulletin.